I would like to call on Mr. Mario Miluchev, Director, DG Agri, European Commission, to take the floor. You have the floor, Mr. Miluchev. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Dear Mr. Lhermitte, dear Mr. Robineau, dear participants, dear colleagues, I am absolutely delighted to open this national webinar organized by DG Agri and EIB Phi Compass. I would have preferred to see you in person in Paris, but we had to adapt due to circumstances. Today, we will address financial needs in the agriculture and agri-food sectors in France, and how in financial instruments backed by EAFRD in particular, or national resources and the Juncker plan have helped in this context. Now, why national webinar and why now? You know that we will have to design a CAP strategic plan for France in the near future. So if we want to have a regional plan for its implementation, you need to address these interventions. And we are therefore preparing the CAP strategic plan based on recommendations made by the European Commission. At the same time, we must take into account the present crisis and the need to support farmers for them to be able to continue to produce high quality, high standard products. Obviously, we are just about to adopt a new legislation on reformed CAP, probably within the next 2 or 3 months. This CAP will use a new implementation model and contribute to the European Green Deal. And it will also highlight the need for environmental and digital transitions. Now, the crisis. On top of these significant political developments, we must also recognize the impact of the pandemic. And it has disrupted the economic development of the EU, and all companies are more eager than ever to overcome unprecedented circumstances. However, the food chain has managed to remain relatively efficient, even if small farmers or those with a single market outlet linked to tourism in particular have lost part of their market. COVID-19 has showed the advantages of shorter supply chains, both for producers, processors, and consumers. How did we respond to the crisis? Well, we adopted a series, a package of legal amendments and financial support measures, and we hope this crisis will be over soon. To prepare for a recovery, we have adopted a multi-annual financial framework and an ambitious plan called Next Generation EU. A new recovery and resilience facility will back up investment and recovery with an additional 7.5 billion euros will be added to the EAFRD budget for 2021-2022. Now, what about our subject today, financial instruments and needs? There are an essential tool enabling farmers to access funding, mostly soft loans. You know that they are increasing and can be leveraged to reach CAP objectives and ambitions. You know that we've introduced major changes for the upcoming period. We will discuss this today. First, we have authorized funding for standalone working capital for all farmers through our financial instruments. Then we have authorized land purchase by young farmers when they use our financial instruments without any eligibility restriction. And third, we have simplified the mix between FI loans and subsidies. Defining needs on a single territory is quite complex, And to clarify financial aspects, last year we've carried out a major study, and which has shown the bank funding gap for EU agriculture hovering between 20 and 47 billion euros, and for the agri-food sector up to 12 billion euros. For France alone, the gap is between 1.3 and 1.7 billion euros for agriculture and up to 2.9 billion euros for the agri-food sector. And obviously, these figures were true before the crisis, before the pandemic, which has had a strong economic impact. Well, so far we have 26 financial instruments operational with the EU, and seven more will come into play sometime in 2021. This covers half of the EU, in particular the south and the east of the EU. It's a significant headway compared to the previous period, where we had only seven member states with financial instruments, and Corsica was the only case in France. Now, we have high expectations. We think that we could reach up to 2 billion euros of underlying loans. In total, 780 million of euros of public funding will be earmarked for these financial instruments. I want to mention that InvestEU will also be providing some support. We've finalized specific investment guidelines, and the program will be launched tomorrow. In France, we have three regions: Occitania, Nouvelle-Aquitaine, and PACA, with financial instruments backed up by EFRD 2014-2020. That is a total of six rural development programs. This is a very promising start, and you will hear about this today. You will hear about the national instrument within the framework of the Juncker plan, which is highly relevant for agriculture as well. Now, I'd like to take up the question: how can we best prepare the new CAP strategic plans? For the first time, the Commission has adopted specific recommendations for each member state, including France. Each member state is in close contact with its geo hub within DG Agri. This is an important, vital communication channel for a good management of the planning process in Europe. In this context, all CAP strategic plans should comply with the specific country recommendations. A few selected interventions should enable us to reach our objectives and yield concrete results on the ground. Very soon, we will send member states a toolkit sheet for each intervention so that they can prepare their implementation strategy. Now, I'd like to turn to the specific case of France and the recommendations that have been sent to the country.
We need to improve investment, especially for different models of production, especially for organic products that will improve the agricultural added value. The second element, the second important point for financial instruments, important for the development of rural area, is the need to foster entrepreneurial initiatives in rural areas by taking advantage, inter alia, of the relatively high share of the young farmer population and of the advisory system, as well as to promote diversification into other economic activities and sources of employment. So they are the two elements, the two relevant elements here. And I am happy to hear about this. The need for financial instruments and the need to address the problem of insufficient access to finance is recognized in the current informal version of the French SWOT analysis for the CAP strategic plan. However, their planning within the framework of all interventions remains to be foreseen, building on the current successful experience. In this context, We would like to encourage the French managing authority to continue the structured dialogue with the Commission and the GeoHub with the aim of having a complete and mature CAP plan by the end of 2021. A plan that also includes support to French agriculture, to agri-food industry and rural businesses through well-designed financial instruments. Therefore, the submission of the plan by the end of the year is important as it would allow its implementation, including the activation of any financial instruments it contains from 2023 onwards. I'm going to add a few words on the rural areas vision that I have already done. Rural areas continue to face a number of challenges. Some of them have been aggravated. They require a strong, integrated and coordinated approach at European, national and regional level. The CAP will play its part in this, of course, but other EU and national policies, which are active in rural areas, will have to play their part, in particular when it comes to investment in infrastructure and services. In fact, the action plan for rural areas that France has developed is demonstrated by the Commission as an excellent practice and an example to follow. The long-term vision for Europe's rural areas is supposed to be adopted in June and will address the existing challenges. A few words now on digitalization. While we're preparing for the future, we cannot ignore that a serious digital divide persists between urban and rural areas. Despite new efforts carried out over more than a decade, more than 40% of citizens in rural areas still do not have access to a good internet connection. The new situation under COVID-19 has only proved once again how important it is to create a level playing field for access to information technologies for those living in rural areas. Information and communication technologies, the ICT, and broadband can be financed through subsidies and financial instruments. Our financial instruments already support technological modernization on farms, but there is no instrument for ICT and data infrastructure in rural areas. We know that a smart farming can reduce inputs and emissions in production by increasing efficiency. However, according to us, the potential of digitalization is not yet fully exploited by farmers. They face many challenges, such as insufficient and low-speed access, a lack of professional capacity or lack of digital skills, which are also lacking among some of their advisors. Therefore, targeted research, support for innovation and demonstration projects that bring about the added value of digital technologies to farmers can play an important role and should be encouraged. Dear participants, in conclusion, I believe that the discussions in this webinar will be an important contribution to this essential step in our policy. I also believe that the financial instruments supported by the CAP can make a real difference in the next period. First of all, by offering farmers better loan conditions than those they have available to them today, which are often too expensive or too restrictive. Secondly, by motivating young farmers, startups, innovation, as well as business development in rural areas. And thirdly, by supporting green investments, renewable energy projects, energy efficiency, new technologies, etc., and facilitating the achievement of our Green Deal objectives. They are also a good tool for those who need cash in times of crisis. For all those reasons, I can only strongly recommend their introduction in the new CAP strategic plans, including, of course, and that is particularly important today, for France. DG Agri will continue to support the French Managing Authority in introducing an appropriate financial instrument in the CAP plan through the GeoHub France, that I've already mentioned, the AFI Compass, which offers good opportunities such as today's event, or the targeted coaching from which several French regional managing authorities have benefited. And we have our team with us today for financial instruments in DG Agri, which can help with a new legal framework and discuss the different design options. I would like to thank you for your attention. And I am going to stay here to hear the welcoming speech from the French side, but I wish you a fascinating conference. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Milouchev. Thank you for opening this conference today. And yes, indeed, today we really are going to talk a lot about financial instruments. In your speech, you talked about your vision for rural areas. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? Yes, of course. Thank you very much for this question. It is a key indication given by our President von der Leyen. If you followed the last speech on the State of the Union, you will have seen that more than ever, we have increased the positioning of rural areas. Why? Because rural areas play a substantial role in order to reach the objectives of our society. And the current crisis is showing that rural areas can offer a better future if people go back to areas outside of cities. We never know. But there are numerous challenges. We need a lot of effort to tackle digitalization. I've talked about it a little bit, for connectivity, for transport, for services, for infrastructure, to fight against the loss of population. So all that means that we need a strategy, and we need a communication on the vision that will come in June. And that means that we are going to run those two visions in parallel. And as we say in English, we have a bottom-up approach. We have this strategy and we are listening with great care what people are telling us, people living in rural areas and people living in urban areas. Last year, a large public consultation was launched. The results were published last Friday. And we've had many inclusive seminars organized in all member states with a large participation. We've also mobilized the rural areas, and this vision has been drafted by stakeholders. It is not the Commission that is drafting everything. And next week, I'm going to invite you to take part from the 22nd to the 26th of March. We are going to have a special week for rural areas and for our vision, but there's going to be a very high level opening and closing of this week by people from the Commission. So we are ready to listen. The Commission's communication will be published in June. We already have a few ideas, of course, but I would like to ask you for a little bit more patience. We need to wait until June to have a little bit more of a concrete idea of what this vision is going to be and the role that rural areas will be able to play. Thank you very much. Thank you for giving more explanation on the rural areas vision that you have. Now, one more question for the conferences that you've organized with the DG Agri. How can you support not only classical projects, but also young farmers and the green transition? Very often this is being put on the table. So how is that important in the strategic plan and for CAP? Well, young people, that means renewal of generations. You've also talked about the green transition, and they are the two key elements. They are very specific elements in the new CAP. And of course, you are going to see that in the recommendations that the Commission has sent for all member states. And more specifically, when it comes to financial instruments, in the regulations proposal, we have drawn some lessons from the previous period, and I can give you an example. I've mentioned it in my opening speech, financial instruments can support young farmers up to 100%. This is very important. I mentioned it when it comes to land purchase. What is even more encouraging, and I don't want to preempt today's discussions, but we have a concrete example of financial instruments that do contribute to those objectives. For example, green architecture, renewal of generations. And we're going to see that today on the regional and national levels, different examples are going to be given. I am going to use this opportunity to thank all participants, the European Investment Bank, the European Strategic Investment Fund, the French authorities, and of course my colleagues of DG Agri that are here with us today, because they are great successes. I hope that the future strategic plan of CAP in France will be largely in taking inspiration from the examples that we are going to hear today. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Milouchev, for your intervention. Thank you for the ideas that you are giving us as well.